Spaste nas Isus Krist.
Our Savior Christ Jesus abolished death, and he has proclaimed life through the good news. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had crossed in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him and he stayed by the lakeside. Then one of the synagogue officials came up, Jairus by name, and seeing him, fell at his feet and pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is desperately sick. Do come and lay your hands on her to make her better and save her life." Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him. They were pressing all around him. Now there was a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years. After long and painful treatment under various doctors, she had spent all she had without being any the better for it. In fact, she was getting worse. She had heard about Jesus, and she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his cloak. "If I can touch even his clothes," she had told herself, "I shall be well again." And the source of the bleeding dried up instantly, and she felt in herself that she was cured of her complaint. Immediately aware that power had gone out from him, Jesus turned round in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing round you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" But he continued to look all around to see who had done it. Then the woman came forward frightened and trembling because she knew what had happened to her, and she fell at his feet and told him the whole truth. "My daughter," he said, "your faith has restored you to health. Go in peace and be free from your complaint."
Vjera te tvoja spasila. Pođi u miru i budi zdrava od svojega zla.
While he was still speaking, some people arrived from the house of the synagogue official to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why put the master to any further trouble?" But Jesus had overheard this remark of theirs, and he said to the official, "Do not be afraid, only have faith." And he allowed no one to go with him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. So they came to the official's house, and Jesus noticed all the commotion, with people weeping and wailing unrestrainedly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and crying? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. So he turned them all out, and taking with him the child's father and mother and his own companions, he went into the place where the child lay. And taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talita kum," which means, "Little girl, I tell you to get up." The little girl got up at once and began to walk about, for she was 12 years old. At this they were overcome with astonishment, and he ordered them strictly not to let anyone know about it, and told them to give her something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, today's liturgy puts before us a chapter from Gospel according to Mark, which, although clear, still carries within itself some hidden messages. The whole chapter is meant as expression of human helplessness before the face of death and the opening of new horizons with eyes that are cleansed by faith. We hear at the beginning of the chapter this evening that crowds were all around Jesus. Everybody wanted to be near him. that not necessarily something bad, but it can carry certain risks. We can see in gospel, although all of them followed him, although they tried to be near him, but evangelist says that they were pressing on him. Only one fell on his knees before Jesus, sincerely asking for his help. When we apply this to life, we too have to examine our life and our prayer. How often do we press Jesus, demanding something from him, demanding from him to fulfill our plans, programs, and desires, but we do not humble ourselves, we do not fall on our knees, surrendering everything to God the Father. One example, organization of processions in our parishes. We can see that every time when the procession is created, that people are haste in order to be as close as possible to the front position. It is not such a problem, but in this commotion and struggle, a man forgets that what is important, why he is here and what for. And so easily do we accept the logic of the crowd, struggling for position, forgetting that in God's eyes all positions are equal, because God reaches every single heart that opens itself completely to him. One theologian, mystic and philosopher, thinker, writes, God becomes like a candle that we light only when we want to find something. God does not change his plan only because we pray more or less, but in his love and goodness he is looking for his creatures, for his beloved children, who are also looking for him, longing for him, and are sincerely asking for his help. That is one of the most important dimensions of spirituality, to be humble, to be aware that you are but a creature and in need of your Creator. God is not an instrument that we can use in order to serve our own good, but we are instruments in God's hands that he wants to use in continuation of his salvific plan. And that is what it means to believe, to let oneself to that love that makes everything new, to let yourself to guidance of the one who created us out of love and who out of that same love wants to guide us and bring us to salvation. Second part of gospel mentions a woman who only touched the clothes of Jesus, and that was enough for a situation in her life to change. It is an interesting fact that Jesus does not make a miracle directly, so to say, but with his presence he takes evil far away, and that is what we have to be aware of in our life. The living Christ in every single holy mass comes to us, wants to be present in our life, and we have a chance to touch him in every holy mass and receive him into our dwelling. And when Jesus is present, everything else loses power. Therefore, regular encounters with Jesus in the sacramental presence of his are our strength and protection in our struggle against all of that which wants to keep us away from the path of salvation. In these moments, evil can try to attack us, but in Jesus' presence loses any authority. And the last part of the chapter of gospel we heard this evening is that moment when Jesus, in spite of doubts of many, but because of faith of few,
On
once again shows the power of his messiah mission. He does not present himself as some supreme healer. He is forbidden them to speak about it. He is here as the son of the one who gives a prize to a sincere prayer that comes out of a humble heart on the knees. And when others tell him, don't bother, teacher, your child is dead. We see Jesus once again taking an initiative. He comes to the official, synagogue official, and tells him, be not afraid, have faith. He leaves everything aside, Jesus, and he invites only three of his disciples. He knew they believed. Imagine that situation in our life. Everything is lost. Nobody is giving you any hope. Only Jesus comes to you and quietly is telling you, be not afraid. It is that same be not afraid that he promises to his disciples when promising his presence till the end of time. It is, dear brothers and sisters, the Eucharist, from which Jesus wants to whisper to us these same words in this world, in which unfortunately the noise of war and violence echoes. God is telling us, I have called your name, you are mine, be not afraid, as a spiritual song says. Jesus chooses his nearest disciples and invites parents of a little girl and walks with them into the room, and as if he wants to bring us also into that mystery of death and life, pain and tears that all of a sudden are transformed into strength. Jesus enters the room in which a girl was laid. It was not just a room inside the Jairus' house. At that moment, it is the most intimate quarters, most intimate space taken over by death, in which there is not a glimpse of light. And Jesus wants to come into that space and bring it light. Walks into that space and brings along with him those who believe, his disciples, and those who most sincerely love their daughter, her parents. Dear brothers and sisters, we can see that faith and love are virtues that change the perspective of our life. In faith and through love in gospel today, healings take place. It is interesting, the gospel that we have heard today is that Jesus leaves outside the room all of those who did not believe. To remain outside the room here, we could interpret that they were left outside life. To stay outside the room in which Jesus resurrects a girl to life means to be left outside life. Although near, yet they remain on the outside. God is love. From his love, mercy comes, and also justice, because faith is not just gift, but also it means responsibility. Jesus is offering himself to us today as well. He has given us an example. It is up to us entirely whether we are going to accept it and follow Christ. Based on this gospel, based on this Eucharist today, let us ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, about certain dimensions of our faith. Do we need Jesus only when we are in the midst of a problem, or is it our prayer that is true communication in love with God the Father, with the Creator, with the one who can only give us salvation? Therefore, in this holy mass, let us extend our hand. May Jesus touch us, and through the touch of his grace, may we be transformed and brought into new life. In this holy mass, let us open our hearts to Jesus. May Jesus come into our hearts. May he shout once again, and may the echo of his voice echo in our hearts, Talita cum. May we, out of our sinfulness, be taken by the light of Christ, who makes everything new. Dear brothers and sisters, let us surrender ourselves to that love that wants to is offering itself to all of us. The Eucharist is the fruit of love that entirely is given for the sake of a man, the fruit of that love that speaks from the cross. Let us therefore not allow this Eucharist to be just an isolated moment in our week, but may it truly be that moment when we pose, the moment of eternity that will be woven into our everyday life, enabling us to love exactly the way Christ has loved us. In that hope, praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.